Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, the race we're talking about is the Saudi Cup. It's the inaugural Saudi Cup at, I believe the racetrack is called King Abdulaziz Racetrack in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. And I guess racing in the Middle East has always been important. You know, of course, the Dubai World Cup is 2 decades old now, and if you go way back in history, centuries back, you know, racing really did start in the Middle East. You can trace all thoroughbreds back to England and to three stallions that actually were imported from the Middle East to England. So if you want to go way back in time, I mean, the horse has always been important in the Middle East, and I think when you've got a lot of money like they have in Saudi Arabia, I guess maybe there's a little competition. They see what Dubai is doing and the attention that they get there, that the jockey club of Saudi Arabia decided they could afford to put up $20 million. And as Bob Baffert was quoted earlier this week, and of course, Baffert's one of the top trainers in modern American horse racing. He's won 6 Kentucky Derbies. He compared it to Field of Dreams. He said, if you build it, they will come. And that's basically what this says about horse racing. Is if there's money to be had, it doesn't matter where it is, you'll find American horses shipping over there to try to win it. So they're going to put on quite a show. This is a $20 million race. You've got close to $30 million in total purses for today and tomorrow. So it's going to be quite an affair, and some owner will win $10 million. That's the owner's share of the $20 million.
All right, so help me with this. Do you think that what they're trying to do in Saudi Arabia is they are just doing this all for show? Like, they want the world to look at them and say, hey, we have the best of the best here? Or do you think that they are trying to, in some way, shape, or form, trying to put themselves in a position to where some of the best horses in the world, maybe from I don't know how it would go about, like the breeding would go over there, but are they trying to get some of the best horses in the world to not only just go there and run there one time, but to stay over there?
No, you'll find that most of these horses will ship back. And in fact, almost there's a number of American horses, and there's a couple from Japan. And then there's the horse that had been running in England and then shipped over to the United Arab Emirates, to Dubai, and won a graded race there. So most of the horses are not from Riyadh. They're not from Saudi Arabia, even though they do race there on a regular basis. I think there's one or two. There's a horse that drew the far outside that is based in Riyadh. But most of these horses will come from somewhere else. And what they want to do is attract the best horses in the world, similar to what the Dubai World Cup has done. And I think it's a matter of, probably for them, pride and just showing that they can do it, that money can buy you at least one time the best horses in the world.
All right, so Jeff, would you say, in your opinion, that the best horses in the world currently right now reside in the United States of America?
I think when you compare American racing to European racing, it's kind of a different animal, because most of the racing in Europe is done on turf course, and we know that kind of racing is a little bit different. None of the European horses when they've come over to run in the Kentucky Derby or in the World Cup or the Breeders' Cup, that really hasn't transferred. Their form hasn't really transferred. So I think American racing is more based on speed, especially dirt racing, and that's what we have here. Tomorrow in the Saudi Cup will be a one-turn, one-eighth of a mile race on the dirt. So I think it just depends. When you look at Breeders' Cup results over the past years, when the Europeans come in and run on the turf, they usually dominate. And on the dirt, the Americans will dominate. So I think it just depends how you look at it. And I think that the European horses are probably bred to go longer distances, like most of the turf races are. They can run a mile and a half with no problem. And a lot of American racing is really speed. And you know, we get excited when they go a mile and a quarter in the Kentucky Derby or a mile and a half in the Belmont. But that's commonplace in turf racing in Europe.
We're talking to Jeff Madej on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline here on Lake Night on News Talk 830 WCCO. I should have probably asked you this off air, but I'm just going to go ahead and ask you anyway because I think I know what the answer is. But if somebody wants to get in a wager on this race, could they do this at Canterbury tomorrow? The reason why I'm asking is because if you want to get over there to Canterbury Park, if you can place a wager, the race actually goes off at, what, 11:40 a.m. our time?
Correct. And we'll actually, well, if you'd happen to be driving by Canterbury right now, you could stop in because they're taking advance wagers right now until about midnight on these races. But tomorrow morning, we'll open our race book at about 6:30 in the morning. So 7 a.m. is the first race on the card, with the final race being this $20 million race at 11:40. So you absolutely can place wagers on this if you want to. I've looked at the race, and it's hard to figure it out, Henry, because, you know, and that's kind of the thing about this, and I kind of feel the same about the Dubai World Cup, is that, you know Gulfstream Park, and you know how that track plays. You know Churchill, and you know how that plays, or Saratoga, from playing it, but we're getting excited here about one race over a track that I don't think that most of us have ever seen, and neither of the trainers, for that matter. They're talking about how deep the track is, how slow the times are. So I'm having a hard time really, this isn't the type of race that I would make a major play on because
yeah.
I think it's just way too complicated to figure out in a one race thing. I'd rather focus on Gulfstream Park or something.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.